This address, with its included scripture reading, was part of the YouTube streamed worship service from St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on June the 9th, 2024. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
So today is the second of a series, very short series of over 3 weeks that I'm picking up on spiritual warfare. And today, the already but not yet of the victory. The already but not yet of the victory. And I've heard something about this in our readings today. I'm going to share with you a longer reading now, though, from the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. And in the NIV, it reads like this. A great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head, Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God, to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short." When the dragon saw that he'd been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the 2 wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she would be taken care of for a time, times and half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of its mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, that is, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. Let's pray. Please join me in Luther's morning prayer if you like. I thank you, Heavenly Father, through your dear Son, Jesus Christ, that you have protected me through the night from all harm and danger. I ask you to keep me this day too from all sin and evil, so that in my thoughts, words, and deeds I may please you. Into your hands I place my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angel be with me, so that the evil one may have no power over me. Amen. Thank you for praying that prayer with me. Where heaven meets earth, the book of Revelation, often one that we find perplexing perhaps, or that needs some unpacking. These verses that I've read today, we could be here for the whole day beginning to unpack them. I'll start to do that as best I can in these few minutes. We do so on the basis that last week we recognised that there are different times where we as Christians, even though we are holy people, we've been made holy by the Holy Spirit bringing us to Jesus, even though we are holy people, we can sometimes know the deceptive ways of Satan and his spiritual attacks on us. Satan wants to take us from Jesus, shorthand. That's as simple as it is, and as hard as it is. Today we turn to the book of Revelation as we hear of a cosmic reality for us as we live and as we worship here today. In Revelation chapter 12, the victory of God and what this means for me as I walk the earth. First of all, I do strongly suggest that as you read the book of Revelation, and here we go, that book up there is a commentary by a Lutheran pastor by the name of John Strellan, where earth meets heaven. And I think it's a wonderful way to be in the book of Revelation as you have a reliable source that can help you begin and help me to begin to understand this book. The fundamental reality of what's going on in the book of Revelation is a little bit like we get a picture of what's going on next door. That is, that God is making all things new. That's we hear at the end of Revelation in chapter 21. God is making, there's this new creation being created. And we get a little bit of encouragement in that, perhaps was when we come to church each Sunday, if we see the changes that are going on in this building next door. God is at work. The old is being dismantled. The false spiritual powers are unmasked and being stripped of the power that they would want to yield over God's people. The book of Revelation then, even though it has many interesting symbols and things and what do they all mean and we want to unpack them to understand it, brings us to some basic questions as we live each day and as we come to worship in particular. Who do you worship? In whom do you put your trust? And how does that actually live out then as you go about each day? The book of Revelation encourages us to see through God's eyes, God's full reality of what's going on. John sees in chapter 12 a sign of the end time in which we all live. He sees a woman in heavenly dress. She is clothed with the sun. She has the moon as her footstool. Must be an amazing image. She wears an amazing tiara of 12 stars. And what does all this mean? Well, those who might be familiar with the Old Testament will know that there is this description that comes out in the book of Isaiah in chapter 66. The same similar sorts of words. There we know that this image is of Zion, the new Jerusalem, as God's exiled people who have been rescued are brought home, brought back to the place where they can worship the one true God. In the book of Revelation, it joins all of God's faithful people together. And the reality, as we read the book of Revelation, is that it's those on earth, those who have gone before and those who are to come. It's the church in worship. It's the church in worship. And perhaps this woman stands in contrast, you know, to the goddess Artemis of the day that those people around John would have been familiar with. In that part of the world, the goddess of birth and growth. I wonder who the goddess is today that this calls out. John sees a picture of a woman in labour about to give birth, and these are graphic scenes, aren't they? It's perhaps a reminder of the faithful word of God through the Old Testament that the coming Messiah would be born from this people, the people of Israel, born of Abraham's line. A terrifying dragon, like the Leviathan of the Old Testament, also appears and stands before the woman, ready to devour the child who's about to be born. The dragon seems so powerful, even with its very movement, it sweeps down a third of the stars out of heaven. The dragon has its focus on the child about to be born, a little bit like at that first Christmas that we know Herod has this focus on this child who's born. This child who John sees will rule, and the word for ruling here is actually will shepherd the nations with complete authority. In Revelation 12, the scene moves from this to the child now at the right hand of the Father, ruling over everything for the church. And this rule of Christ is shown to John by God in images of a lamb who is slain and a helpless child. God rules in the ways that the world does not expect. In love, in self-sacrifice. This is the victory over the evil one. This is the gift of peace for those who follow the Lamb. I encourage you as you worship each Sunday, and perhaps today, to listen for the words of peace. When is the word of peace spoken? When do you receive the word of peace, and when do you share it as we worship? You might remember that one of the places this happens is after we've been given this amazing, wonderful cosmic gift of sure forgiveness and life after we've confessed our sins. Peace be with you. And then what do? We go and share that peace with another, don't we? Or with other people. Peace, one of the fruit of the Spirit. This is how the rule of Christ is lived out for you and in you and through you. This is the feast of victory for our God. In John's vision, it is in worship that the church is in the place of its safety, the place of the wilderness, which is away from the attacks of the city. And it's during this time that the church will bear its witness. There's a figure of 1,260 days that's mentioned in Revelation 12, and it corresponds to another place in Revelation that talks of the attacks of this dragon, this of Satan, of the evil one. It's when the attacks are coming that the church is called most strongly and fully to its witness. God prepares us in this place of worship for our witness to one another and to the world. This is the season that we're called to. Hear then of the victory of God for you and that your call to witness. John sees a war break out between Michael, and again, Michael was mentioned as an angel in Daniel chapter 10. Likely, I think Michael here represents Christ himself and the angels. A war breaks out between Christ and Satan and his angels. And this speaks to our witness into the world. Satan and his angels are hurled out of heaven and defeated, aren't they? I pray that you heard that strongly today. Revelation 12 puts it very, very plainly. The dragon, Satan, who is the accuser of humanity, who is the deceiver of humanity, who is the enemy of God and God's followers, is humiliatingly defeated. No question. Satan is thrown down to the earth, ejected from heaven altogether, banished from the dimension where God rules in holiness and power. And so I want us to pick up God's glasses as we do this journey together on earth. Our reality has at least two strong dimensions. There is that invisible spiritual dimension of the heavenly reality and the life that we live on earth. In heaven, a decisive battle has already taken place, and Satan and his legions are already soundly defeated and banished. How has that happened? Through the sacrificial death of the Lamb, who sits at the centre of the throne, who we worship with the heavenly hosts. There is the victorious resurrection for us each day. And sometimes it's the place where we need to be, especially when we face those attacks of the evil one. And it starts here. It starts here like it starts for John on the Lord's Day in worship. In our sometimes very human-looking worship. John says, they conquered him, and they conquered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They conquered Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They didn't conquer by some mighty power doing some miraculous stuff. That has already been won for us by our Lord. God's followers conquer by being in that place where the blood of the Lamb is made available for us. The place, especially, that we know of when we come to the Lord's table, that here is the blood of Christ, but won for us and given to us through the forgiveness of sins. Christ's death on the cross for the forgiveness of sins and his resurrection gift of life over death ushers in the Lamb's kingly victory and the reign by the Holy Spirit, who abides in our hearts, in our mouths, and in our lives. John Strellan suggests, you know, when we read this of these few verses about this fight in heaven, he suggests go to Romans chapters 1-8, and there is the commentary for you on this cosmic battle, because there you'll find Paul walking his way through what this means for him with all its struggles and all the attacks that he faces. Satan is defeated. As you start each day and as you make the sign of the cross, maybe take a deep breath and let that be breathed into your being. Satan is defeated. You are part of Christ's victory. Who needs to hear of that victory in your life? Who are you called to be an angel messenger for? I think that's one of the questions that we have as we face the spiritual attacks of life. Faith that sees that the evil which sometimes in our lives seems so present and seems to overtake so much, faith comes back to the one who has won the victory for us. John reminds us in these verses of Revelation that Satan is both the deceiver and the accuser of us. And that's a hard place that we often know of. Lord, I've failed. Lord, I'm not good enough. And that this is the place where Christ has won the victory, in the place of the cross. For us who come in faith, with repentant hearts. Woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down. We do know the attacks of the evil one. And yet we overcome such attacks, not by our own powers, but, as I say, by being called back to the place of the blood of the Lamb, and by then our testimony in sharing our faith with one another. It is by the blood of Christ shed on the cross and your confession and witness that the attacks of the evil one are overcome. It's in the place of regular worship on earth, which joins with that picture of Revelation 7. You know, there are people in Revelation 7 from every tribe, every language, every place. Here is the victory being proclaimed and being won. And the amazing thing, as I say, for you and me this day, as we sit in an earthly place, is that just as John was on the island of Patmos centuries ago, worshipping on the Lord's day, receiving God's grace for him and for his witness in the vision of Revelation, so we are receiving the same. So we are living out the victory through the blood of the Lamb. So we are being built up as God's new creation, protected and equipped to live, to love, and to overcome the worst spiritual attacks of the evil one. Worship and witness. Worship and witness. Against these, Satan cannot stand. My dear friends in Christ, never ever underestimate your role as an angel as you encourage others by your faith, by your life, by sharing the news of God's grace, of the Lamb and of the child who loves and who serves them here in worship and in the community. This is the place of God's victory. This is his new creation. Amen.